is Channel 2.
The Business Bunker with Paul Andrews.
Hey, good afternoon. Welcome to the Business Bunker Show here on channelradio.co.uk /2 in association with bizradio.co.uk. On this Tuesday, the 23rd of July, you're listening to me, Paul Andrews, and the absolutely lovely...
Very late.
But slightly late, Miss On A Bike.
Slightly?
Slightly.
I've never been this late ever, have I?
No.
Anyway, 5 minutes to the hour, here I am. How are you doing?
Yeah, cool. You had a breakdown on the way over.
No, I just...
You went. To, you fell
You're
apart,
such
didn't
a
you?
Devil.
You went, yeah,
no,
you went, you
I
went
never.
To faces, didn't you?
No.
What happened?
Nothing.
Got stuck behind a tractor.
No.
Oh.
Do you know what? I met somebody today. This is so random. We were out walking the dog this morning, trying to get it done early, and bumped into this woman, and she started talking to us about the dogs and like dog people do. They talk about dog thing, and
yeah.
And Stephen's like looking at me like, and she went, "Where are you from?" I've only just said a few words,
yeah.
And she said, "Oh, you're from." You know, I said, "Oh, yeah, I'm from Devon." She went, "I'm from Land's End." And I'm not joking you, right? We then decided to talk about the Cornish and how lovely they are all down there. And it was just hilarious. So, yes.
And did Stephen understand a word of it, being as he is from Scotland?
From Glockland.
From Glockland. Well, I was going to say Glasgow, but I wasn't sure.
He is Glaswegian.
Yeah, I thought he was
Glaswegian.
Yeah,
he's very common.
Yeah, yeah. He is common, is he?
Well, he tries to say he's a posh Scotsman. Can you have posh in Scotland all in the same sentence?
Doesn't work, does it? No.
He tried it on with Wimbledon the other day when he was like, "Hello." I was like, "Look." Like, what? You're Scottish and you're from Glasgow. Anyway, very funny.
So you found another pirate.
She's from Land's End.
Yeah, yeah.
She doesn't have an accent. You'll
really?
Find this, the deeper you go into Cornwall, they don't have accents.
Yeah.
No. Weird, isn't it?
Yeah.
Anyway, there you go.
They probably still speak Cornish down Land's End way, don't they?
Some of them do.
Yeah.
Not too much, though.
No.
Anyway.
Grockles.
I know. What are you up to?
Well, you know, this and that, you know, trying to keep busy.
Why?
Why?
Yeah.
Well, you know, just keep it out of the way. You can dodge and dive, duck and weave.
What are you doing? What's new?
Not a lot. Just trying to keep the head above water right at the moment. You know, we're still cleaning up in Fruitworks after the
beer.
Roof. Yeah, we had a beer leakage through the roof.
It wasn't that bad at all, Richard.
They rang me and said, "We've got a leak in the roof." I went, "Oh, no, is everybody moaning?" They went, "No, they're laying on the floor." And I went, "Well, yeah, that's beer running through the roof." The problem is, though, the smell. You know, now it's stopped leaking through the roof and we patched the roof, but it stinks of beer.
Is it like an old nightclub that used
sticky
carpet?
Floor.
Yeah.
What we need is someone in there to go and smoke 100 fags as well. So it's got that.
You don't get that anymore, do you?
No, you don't get that old fuggy tar smell as well. Yeah.
Right. Don't get stuck to your hair either. And me now, it definitely doesn't get stuck to my hair.
No. I used to have that problem too, Richard. Yeah. But we overcame that, didn't we?
Yeah,
absolutely.
Shave it off.
Exactly. Yeah, so kind of working my way through all the
issues. What should we be doing as businesses moving into the summer now? Because I found last year was quite horrific, more than other summers, that literally everybody stopped working.
I was
horrified, actually, and I thought, is this a month that I should take off as well as the Christmas month? So therefore, we're only working 10 months of the year?
Yeah.
What do you do?
Well, it's interesting, isn't it? I was talking about this. I did Amanda's show for her on Friday, and I was talking about this, about seasonality of stuff as well. In my main business, Jobs in Kent, and we'll ask Neil's opinion on this in a moment as well. Neil's from TN Recruit. We're going to be talking to Neil later in the show.
Do you talk to each other? Do you like each other?
No,
do you hate each other? What's going on?
No.
I'm only asking the question you've been thinking,
No, Neil's a client of ours. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Recruitment used to be very seasonal, yeah? So when you got to the summer, you had picking jobs and packing jobs and stuff like that. Then it dried up, and then Christmas used to be a wow because you had loads of Christmas temp jobs, and then it died off after that. In the last few years, it's not been like that at all. The picking and packing jobs are a pain, no matter what. They're really hard to do. There is no temp market at Christmas any longer. But what we found was January was really busy because – in December, everybody had photographed their bum at the office party and had decided to change jobs out of embarrassment by January kind of thing. it kind of, the seasonality kind of disappeared. It isn't as seasonal as it used to be. I don't, what do you think, Neil? What is it?
Yeah, so seasonality, I suppose it's there to an extent. Christmas does go very quiet. We do a lot of permanent recruitment, and we do find that it's a little bit quieter during the August period because you've got, naturally, you've got people on holiday.
Yeah.
So if you've got a panel of three interviewers and an interviewee, the chances are one of them won't be able to make it.
Yeah.
So there's a few delays in that respect. But, yeah, you know, having said that, we've got quite a few interviews going on today.
Right.
We've got 7 interviews. Fingers crossed none of them have dropped out with an insurance client today. So,
yeah,
you know, it really depends from business to business. And 2 years ago, August was actually our best month of the
right.
year.
Right.
So that paid to the old... August is quite adage.
Well, it's funny, isn't it? I think that's the lesson that I've learned is that seasonality is random these days. So there's no fixed approach to anything. And, you know, things happen at all kinds of times. I think for us it's a little bit quieter because it is the start of the school summer holidays. So you notice it with the radio show, for instance. The number of tweets drops off quite a lot during
Millions.
The summer. Yeah. You know, we normally have over a trillion. And we're down to just a few hundred thousand billion.
They're laughing.
Oh, no, they don't believe me, do they?
Yeah. How rude.
I counted them as well. Because people are busy, you know, taking the kids out or whatever, especially if it's a warm day. But yeah.
We find with marketing teams in businesses generally, because Buckland Media, we look after a lot of the marketing teams for Kent and London-based firms, and always in the summer, they're just a little dip. People rather cram stuff in in July and you're doing it last minute, or it comes to September and off we go again. So,
it's really, I noticed it so much last year.
Well, you did get funny things. I told this story on Friday, but I'll tell it again because I'm like that. A while back last year, I was invited onto a TV show as a guest, and I was invited on last minute because they wouldn't have invited me normally, but they were desperate. And,
is that what happened to me? Is that what happened to me, Paul? Was it?
And I got to the studio and the producer said to me, I said, right, what are we talking about? And we haven't got time for that. Just go on, go live. You'll cope. You're used to doing this kind of stuff. So, okay. So I get in the studio and they cut to a VT. They played a bit of video. This was beginning in November. And they cut to a farmer's field and the farmer had been growing pumpkins. Okay, so they went and they showed this film completely empty, all the field gone, all the pumpkins are gone, da 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 da, and the farmer's standing there going, oh. So at the end of the VT, the presenter turned to me and he went, as a businessman, Paul, he said, this chap has an incredibly seasonal business, obviously, because he does pumpkins, yeah? And at the end of October, it's gone. What would you recommend? And I looked at him and I went, don't be a farmer. And he went, well, why? I said, well, all farming season is seasonal, surely. Every crop is seasonal.
Mm.
And he went, oh, yeah. Thought of that.
Yeah, but it doesn't mean you can't be a farmer. You just have another business that comes in the peak of the time of the opposite of the other.
Or you do a fan at earth and just build a huge, great
glass. And grow it all year round. Yeah, exactly. Well, what's the matter with these people? Got no imagination.
What's wrong with you?
What's wrong with them, huh? So what have you been doing?
Well, I realised that I'm still an idiot, and you didn't see that coming, did you?
You got the memo at last.
Yeah, I realised that was still the case, and I chased down a rider on Sunday on my bike. Just my ego just decided to come out of nowhere as Stephen's watching me just go, boom, and he's just laughing because he's bloke. Could you imagine a woman coming beside you go, and then you're going off, and we were doing some speed, so I realised that, yep, I'm still an idiot. I still... You know,
and you won, presumably.
Of course. You couldn't, could you? What?
When's the World Championships?
At the end of August.
And where is it?
Poland.
Blimey. And you're gearing up for that?
No, I'm not going.
Why aren't you going?
Because we spoke about this. It costs so much. I was only speaking about this yesterday, actually. Just the GB kit is 400, 450 quid. Just the GB kit. You can't wear it anywhere else, can you? You can't wear it out on the road. Everybody look at you and think, what an idiot.
Wear it to the pub. What's the matter with you? That's the whole point of GB kit, isn't it? Yeah?
Stephen wore his when we went to Rwanda, in fact.
Of course he did.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. They all thought we were like royalty, especially when we had Secret Service there as well. It was just brilliant.
So it was a cycling bird.
Yes, it is. Yeah. And then just to get over there, and I'm not going to, you've got to remember, I'm not the elite of that group, so I'm going to be investing a huge amount of time. Yes, it would be a great experience, blah, blah, but I'm not even going to get anywhere near the top girls. Mm-hmm. And that bothers me. So I'd rather not. I know.
I'll tell you the story. I used to own a motor racing team, okay, and we did the inaugural season of GT Championships, the very first season, and we won the championship.
Obviously.
And I got this thing through from the MSA with a wild card entry to Le Mans, okay? So I'm saying to everyone, we got an entry to Le Mans. And they went, oh, fantastic. Well, a mate of mine, Tony Brooks, used to run the Jaguar racing team. So I rang him up and I went, Tony, I've got an entry to Le Mans. He went, do it, mate, do it. He said, if you don't do it, you'll regret it for the rest of your life. And I said, okay, what's it going to cost me? He went, if you want to do the whole 24 hours and you don't mind coming last, but you want to finish, you could get away with £5 million for the weekend.
Yeah, and this is what these things are.
Well, how about you get a nice sponsorship deal from Jobs in Kemper?
Yeah.
You'd think that would have come by now, wouldn't you? You'd think.
Yeah, I see what he did, right.
I know. It's one of those things. It would have been great to go, but no. I'd rather do something else.
Okay.
And like you said, it's how much do you invest? How much do you do to just get there? And I'd already done it. I love the training.
Yeah.
I love the training.
Cool.
Yeah.
Right. Should we crack on?
Let's do it.
Yeah. I want to say a big thank you to this week's show sponsors.
Who is it?
Lovely folks at My Zones. My Zones is a business support website that is just about to launch. It's on the point of launching, myzones.co.uk. Basically, you can register your business there and you can receive business leads, but you can also introduce people to it and make money and get referrals and stuff like that. Check it out. It's the easiest thing to explain it. myzones.co.uk. Thank you for supporting us this week. And we'd like to hear from you. All the people that aren't on holiday. Well, maybe you are.
This is a global show.
It's a global
Paul
show.
Andrews,
We had people listening in from Rwanda a couple of weeks ago.
That's me.
That was Berg.
That was so surreal, isn't the word. I'm like, this is crazy. Why am I still listening was the more important question.
Sat up an acacia tree with her phone listening to the Bunker Show.
That's crazy.
As you do.
That's dedication. Dedication.
Yeah. No, it was stupidity. What was I doing? I needed a break from writing. That's what it was.
Yeah.
So I was like, I'll listen to them, see how they go. And you just get brought into the show.
Yeah, true. And last week we had listeners from Sweden and Spain and all kinds of things as well, which was odd.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
My show's got somebody from Norway. That's not bad, is it? 16.
Who has?
My show.
Oh, has it?
Not My Zone.
Your show.
My show.
I didn't know you did a show.
Yeah,
it's
on Wednesday.
I didn't know about that.
Two.
Is it really?
Conversation.
Is it?
Very good.
You've never mentioned it.
Who I've got on tomorrow, and we've had her on here, and I'm going to go deeper into it, is Monica Jansen.
Oh, really?
I can't wait. We're going to talk about... Go on.
She's got some really interesting stuff, hasn't she?
She dropped it in right at the end of her 20-minute section with us, didn't she? We were both like, why didn't you mention that before?
Yeah.
So I'm going to go deep into Monica.
Yeah.
I want to know about her history writing of, humanity, isn't it, really?
Yeah. Was it beds that she was...
Yeah, she looks at the behaviour.
The history of beds, behaviour in bed over the centuries.
And toilets.
And toilets. That
what
was the other
we
thing.
Do in toilets.
Yeah, yeah.
So we've all got a toilet.
Yeah.
But it used to be very communal. And now it's not you go on your own or you go into bed.
She drops this
at 20 minutes into, well, like that.
Yeah.
And we had to end the show. It was
No.
All right, you're coming on mine.
Yeah. She started this talking about going to the toilet used to be a community activity, a communal activity. And it's only in recent years it's become a solo activity.
Wow.
And we've just, what? I'm sorry,
who knew?
That's the end of the show. We can't talk about it anymore.
But she's been a writer
tomorrow.
For years years. And she does these amazing blogs.
Mm.
And she's got so many different hidden talents. So I thought, actually, because she runs a networking group. So I just thought, well, let's get you on.
Yeah. That tomorrow.
Tomorrow, Wednesday, 1 till 2, called The Conversation, here live on channelradio.co.uk.
/2.
And it's a global radio show. So I've got listeners in America. I've got Norway now, who knew, and Australia.
We did have a whole bunch of listeners from Alabama.
We did.
On a Bunker Show. It's hilarious.
Nice.
had a guest, a lovely lady called Dee Ford, who's a director of Michael Park Surveyors over in Medway. And apparently, Dee Ford is also the name of the quarterback at the Alabama State College football team. And when they saw that Dee Ford was going to be on the show on Twitter, they all tuned in, which was quite amusing.
Well, funny you should say, we got Diamond Circle Weddings. They've said, this is DC Squirrel on holiday. It's amazing that in 2019 we can listen to the Business Bunker on this called the Wibbly Wobbly Way, www. And our mobile phones work around the globe. Yes, they do.
Now, I happen to know that those folks, if they haven't already, are heading to Cornwall, funnily enough.
It'll be beautiful down there, won't it?
Yeah, yeah, it will. And because it's Polly's birthday on Saturday. So happy birthday for Saturday, Polly.
Yeah. Mm. And they said you need to go to the Tech Expo. UK. Oh, great, are they?
Yeah, you do indeed. We'll be talking about that in a moment. Mm. Well, while we're doing that, well, I'll tell you what, if you want to interact with us on the show, you can do, and we'd love to hear from you. You can call me if you want on 01233 220035. That's Ashford.
I tried.
01233 220035. I don't normally answer the phone if you ring, but you can give it a try.
Well, it's not that you don't want to.
I never see it, yeah.
It's not easy, is it?
No, it flashes, and it's behind my phone, so I can't see it. You can email me at hello@bizradio.co.uk. But by far and away, the easiest way to interact with us is to send me a tweet with a hashtag BBunker.
Has to be.
Yeah. Hashtag. Although I see the birds being quite popular today.
I know, but to be fair, no, let's just go deep into this because I tell you who's given you a shout out, and he never does, he always ignores you. Shame on you, Mitch. But they've actually said Bird and a Bike and Vanilla Webb this week.
Yeah, well, he's upset me, why.
Did he?
Yeah, Mitch upset me. No, don't go there. He upset me, so he's included me in the tweet, hasn't he?
So he's put, hello, hey, Bird and a Bike and Vanilla Webb.
Yeah.
He said, shout out, please, buy, sell your car locally on carsfromkent.com.
Cool. Thank you, Mitch. See, he doesn't normally talk to me,
What do you want
he?
Him to do? Do you want him to get rid of me and just be focused on you? What do you want from him?
No.
What do you want from him, this poor man?
No. No, don't go there. He's upset
me. How can I not go there now?
He's upset me. He's not in the country at the moment. He's in Abu Dhabi, so...
He doesn't need to be, does he?
No. Well, he's tweeting. No, I'm telling you. He's tweeting you from Abu Dhabi. That's what I'm telling you.
Abu Dhabi?
Yeah. Him.
Nice. Yes.
Yeah. See, Land's End and then turn left. Keep going.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Cool.
Where else you got then, Bird? Come on.
What do you want?
I don't mind.
You want to tweet? Do you want to...
You can read me an email, you can read me a tweet.
Oh, well, we've got Marsh Breakfast Networking on the 25th of July, on the 22nd of August and the 26th of September. And this is from 7.45 till 9.15 in the morning. And this is at the Ship Inn at Dymchurch. And you need to go and book here, which is www.marshnetwork.co.uk/bookings to get your booking in.
Fantastic. 22nd of August.
Yes. So what are you doing?
That's my birthday.
What are you doing?
I don't know. Surprise, but it's a Thursday, isn't it?
I don't know, love.
Yeah, I think so. What you got there in your hand?
Well, given me a very strange thing, and this is, says, Claire Reeves' voiceover. Now, there's a, I want to sing this song, Holidays Are Coming, and it's the big truck that's in Coca-Cola. Other drinks are available. We've got voiceovers are coming. And it's from two, Paul, wishing you truckloads of good things this Christmas. All the best for Christmas and the 2019 Claire Reeves voiceovers. Tell us the story, young man.
It arrived this morning at the studio here.
Didn't you laugh?
Yeah, I owned it. It's a blooming Christmas card.
Is it the middle of the year or something now? Or?
Well, I opened it and it's from Claire, and I know Claire really well. Claire's a radio presenter and voiceover artist. She's very lovely. She's got
BBC.
She's got blue hair.
But is she BBC?
Slightly BBC.
No.
That's right, BBC. Yeah. But not Pathé News BBC. Not BBC, BBC. But she's lovely. And in fact, you can hear Claire because in a minute when I play the adverts, half her adverts are voiced by Claire.
Are they?
Yeah. But I think she's being a smarty. I think she's being clever. By sending a Christmas card in July, I think she's being controversial. So that I go, blimey, look at this. She sent a Christmas card in July. What about that?
Well, I can tell you what, we've already printed some Christmas brochures. We've already printed some Christmas cards.
Really?
Yeah.
It's sad.
Yeah, and then the calendar market of the print world are up in arms because everyone's printed their calendar for next year. But, of course, we've got another bank holiday that's up suddenly come in this time, so it's going to be a hell of a lot of print that's going to have to be recycled because of calendars. So people are preparing for next year already.
Crazy, isn't
it? I don't understand what's controversial.
You don't understand what's controversial?
No.
Why would I want a Christmas card in July?
Oh, is that controversial?
Yeah, well, we're talking about it.
Good point. I think
it's worked. Wow. I'd say it's worked.
Yeah.
Reverse marketing.
Yeah. Thank you, Claire. Thanks, Claire. The card. don't wait for mine in return. It won't be coming for at least 5 months.
You're going to get about 10 more next week now, Paul.
Yeah, Christmas I will. Yeah. I will. Yeah.
I don't send Christmas cards. I haven't sent Christmas cards for years.
I haven't because I've got a wife.
And you're a printer.
For me.
I used to get e-cards.
I've got a wife. That is classic, isn't it?
He's showing off now.
That's like you saying to me just now. Oh, do you want to go and do the ironing? That is classic.
I'm in it in the most PC way, you know. She's got better handling.
No, you've
Richard,
got cool
stop digging, mate. When you're in the hole, stop digging.
Just hide. Close your eyes and hide.
Right, do you know what we're going to do now?
Play a tune.
We're going to play some tunage.
What did you pick?
I picked Lee Dorsey.
Why?
Well, because it's working in a coal mine. He's a recruiter. Work, see, get it? It's so cheesy. There's no link whatsoever, really.
Working in a coal mine, going down, down, down. Working in a coal mine, about to step down. Working in a coal mine, going down, down, down. Working in a coal mine, about to slip down.
5 o'clock in the morning, I'm already up and gone. Lord, I'm so tired. If this go on,
yeah, working in a coal mine, going down, down, down. Working in a coal mine, whoop, about to slip down.
Working
in a coal mine,
going
down, down, down.
Working
in a coal mine, whoop, about to slip down.
Cause I make a little money, hauling coal by the ton. But when Saturday rolls around, I'm too tired for having fun.
Just working in a coal mine, going down, down, down. Working in a coal mine, whoop, about to slip down.
Working
in a coal mine,
going
down, down, down.
Working
in a coal mine, whoop, about to slip down.
Lord, I'm so tired. How long can this go on?
Dada working in a coal mine, going down, down, down. Working in a coal mine, whoop, about to slip down.
Working
in a coal mine,
going
down, down, down.
Working
in a coal mine, whoop, about to slip down.
5 o'clock in the morning, I'm already up and gone. Lord, I'm so tired. How long can this go on?
Dada working in a coal mine.
I'm too tired for having fun.
Too tired for having. I'm just working in a coal mine, going down, down, down. Working in a coal mine, whoop, about to slip down.
Working
in a coal mine,
going
down, down, down.
Working
in a coal mine, whoop, about to slip down.
Rift Accounting, your small business bodyguard. RiftAccounting.com.
My Careers Options gives real career choices for your child's brighter future. Through simple, fun questions and puzzles, your child will discover careers they can do, want to do, and which suit who they are. My Careers Options unique careers report also supports the school to help your child make informed decisions about their future education and careers choices. 50% off today with code BBUNKER50 at mycareersoptions.co.uk. That's bbunker50 at mycareersoptions.co.uk.
Grow your business with Kent's Best Business Events. Visit bestbusinessevents.co.uk.
Jobsinkent.com, the quick and simple way to advertise your job vacancies in Kent, with prices from just £99 per job per month. Visit Kent's largest job site, jobsinkent.com.
This is Channel 2.
The Business Bunker with Paul Andrews.
Welcome back. Lee Dorsey there, working in a coal mine.
I still don't get it.
Work. It's just the word work.
All right. Why are you curling your lip up at me?
Because it's cheesy tunage, isn't it? It's got to be tenuous.
Okay.
Yeah, and that's as close as I could get. I couldn't find I couldn't find anything for eco-friendly media. There's a gap in the market there for songs.
I could be a pop star. I'll give it a go. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Knock something out, Richard. We'll do a couple more tweets, and then we're going to talk to Richard, actually. You've done Cars from Kent. Have you done Fruit Bowl Media?
No, I haven't.
You're going to do it or should I do it?
Why don't you do it for a change? I always do it.
Okay. Hey, Bird on a Bike, Vanilla Web, Business Monkey shout out, please. We're pleased to sponsor an exhibit at the Tech Expo UK. We're web design, digital marketing, podcast studio hire and media training at fruitbowlmedia.com.
Okay, so the gifts have started to come in.
All right.
Here we go. So we've got my first one with Affectio. And it says, hello, Bird and a Bike and a Vanilla Web. Are you nice and cool in there today? It's hot out here. Well, Amanda Flanders, I've got a jacket on. It's air conned in here. And it's hot outside.
Yeah.
Did you know it's the Tour de France? Yeah. I think we're stage 16, 17 now. Mm-hmm. Do you watch it?
No, I don't watch it.
Oh, my gosh. You've got to watch it just for the tactics of everything. Now, here's the thing. It's going to be over 40 degrees today out there on the tarmac. Listen to this. They reckon that it's going to... Team Ineos director, who used to be Team Sky, yeah, we're just saying that they expect each rider to go through 22 bottles today of fluid. 22 bottles.
That brown ale.
That's 750 mils a bottle. So 22 bottles each. And sugary drinks on top of that. And it's only 167 kilometres.
Blimey. I hope they got comfort break stations.
So that's just over 100 miles.
Wow.
And they're doing 22 bottles. It's crazy, right?
Well, this is a serious question, which is unusual for me. I mean, would they sweat that out normally?
Yeah, they will sweat out. It's just crazy.
Yeah.
So you're looking at probably, what, 8,000 calories they'll burn today? Maybe.
That's a bit like me. Oh, no, I eat out 8,000 calories. I know.
Wrong way round.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's crazy. Crazy.
Okay. Sweet.
One of our old studio managers used to be bike rate, retired. He started work with us at 16, retired at 63.
Right.
So that's unheard of.
Yeah. But even on Sundays, he'd come in the next day on a Monday. All right, Dave, how did you get on? And he said, oh, you know, I did 64 miles yesterday. And he comes, right as rain.
Mm.
It's amazing.
It's not right, is it?
It's not right.
It's not right. It's not natural.
No,
it's not.
It really is. When we went to Rwanda, we did a 100K. And what Stephen forgot to tell me was is that we started at the bottom of a volcano. So that when you start, above at the bottom.
Not inside it.
Well, here we go, right? So not only do you start at the bottom of a volcano, there's only one way to go. What he didn't tell me, and he didn't realise either, that it's a 21-mile climb.
Right.
So that took us an hour and a half of non-stop climbing.
Oh.
Yeah, exactly. Non-stop climbing.
Right.
In the heat, altitude as well, obviously.
Yeah.
So you can imagine how much your body's consuming, and if you don't get the fuel right, you're going to, what we call, you know, so you're going to hit the wall if you're a marathon runner, or you're going to, if you're on a bike, they always call it bonking.
Yeah. Call it what?
Calm down. It's called bonking on a bike. Yeah. There you
go. Is that possible? Anyway.
And there we go.
I've got an alternative question here as well. I'm ignoring bonking on a bike completely. I've just parked that for another time. But if you've cycled 21 miles uphill, isn't there a downhill bit after that?
Yes, there is. But it wasn't as good as the uphill. You didn't make the most of it.
What do you do? Just take your feet off the pedals and go wee?
I wish. I probably went the fastest I've ever been on a bike because I'm not heavy.
Yeah.
Obviously, you don't go as fast as, say, Stephen. And he's not heavy, but I'm nowhere near But I did about 45 miles an hour going right. down on the bike, which is fast for a girl.
Yeah.
I was like, don't look, no hands.
It must be a little bit nerve-wracking at 45 miles an hour down a 21 mile.
It's all right if it's straight. It's when they do the big sweeping curves, you know, and I'm not great. My teeth were definitely out on that one. But but yeah, going back to this, so you've got that with the heat and everything, and then you've got these GIF-offs coming in, and they've just said, and then Diamond Circles have just said, a picture paints a thousand words, and we've got hot, hot, hot. I don't know. Oh, because of today.
Right. Okay.
So everybody's on this temperature thing.
Yeah, yeah.
We've gone crazy.
Well, I suppose because last week was so horrible, it was all wet and horrible and cold, wasn't it? And all of a sudden this week it's it's subtropical. It's kind of the British weather in a microcosm in the space of 2 weeks.
Exactly.
I've had to go out yesterday to grab the staff an air conditioning unit.
Right.
Big shout out, ME Recruits. I'd like to think they're pleased with that.
Are they all sitting round it? Like in the winter in a fire.
Then you'll get air conditioning wars, though. It happens in every office. Up, down,
yeah. Oh, tell me about it. Cool. I'll tell you what, should we talk to Richard?
Yeah.
It's an absolute pleasure to welcome actually onto the Bunker Show proper for the first time, but you have done the Bunker Extra Show with Amanda before. Richard Archer is from Buckland Media, based out there in Dover.
Yep.
So, Richard, why don't we kick off by you telling people about Buckland Media? Because you've got quite a history, actually, haven't you? Yeah. With the firm as well as you.
I mean, if the brief history is about 100 years for Buckland, used to be part of the paper mill in Dover. And then 60-something years ago, our current CEO's father built where it is. We've always been a print house, used to do a lot of records. So in the 70s and the 80s, it was mainly record sleeves, and we've been doing ones for different the Beatles and different things, but they'd just be for the wholesalers to then put on. So sort of moving forward for the rest of it, you know, print's getting less and less in volume, so you've got to start putting it more into sort of working smarter for you than harder, really. So we've got a wide format department that we can do exhibition graphics, and we can do pull-up banners and outdoor banners. It sort of leads us into wall wrapping as well, so office graphics for different companies that we print and install. We did a design for it as well. We've got design studio.
It's interesting, isn't it? And one of the things of the many things I like about your business is that it's a 100-year-old print business, and as you just said to yourself, you know, the print industry has gone through changes, like most industries have gone through changes.
Oh, sure.
But, you know, some people can sit there and go, this is apposite, because where we're sat right now, this studio is in the former Letraset building.
Yeah.
And for those of you that are over 20 and remember Letraset, once upon a time, Letraset were the number one company in the world for print graphics. They used to make these little things that you rubbed onto things to put lettering on.
Burnish.
Is that what it's called?
Yeah, burnish. Burnishing them on.
But they had the world market in that. They were the world number one leader in that. And when Microsoft came along and started introducing different fonts, they ignored the market.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they don't exist anymore. Well, they do, actually. Letraset is still a company, but it doesn't do what it used to do. Yeah. Because they just tried to hang on to a market that was no longer there. And one of the lovely things I like about Buckland Media is you haven't just kind of taken it on the chin and gone, that's it, game over. Mm. We've been going 100 years, but nobody wants print anymore, so we'll just stop, really, until we go bust.
Yeah.
You've actually innovated, and you've done lots of different things around your core market still. So you haven't gone off and done something completely different. You've innovated within the market as it exists, and I love that. I like that you've done that. And I want to talk about some of those things that you've innovated around, because with all the will in the world, you know, printing's okay, but it's printing, isn't it, really? Is it, you know?
Said the Egyptians were hieroglyphics and the typewriter. That was supposed to kill it, but
But you see, I like that as an ethos, because you're absolutely right. If you look at history, I mean, I know people at the moment are all killing themselves over AI, and they go, we're all going to die. We're all going to die because everything's going to be a robot. Nobody's ever going to have a job. The trouble is, I'm old enough to remember the first computer revolution when they said exactly the same thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. What actually transpired was we invented 13 million new jobs that were completely unheard of back then, because, you know, technology wasn't where it is now.
Yeah.
And if you think about it, because that time scale is getting shorter and shorter, in the 1980s, we invented mobile phones. Within 30 years, the range of jobs you can do centered around mobile phones are unbelievable, you know, from apps and all, just all kinds of things.
We've got something coming for the event tech that we're planning with Amanda. And we've got something that we're pretty sure that everyone's going to like. I mean, we hear all the time, oh, but print doesn't drive sales to the website. We want people to go to the website. Well, we're about to have an answer for everybody who comes along to
I like this.
Show.
This is a teaser, isn't it?
So if you want to see something pretty revolutionary for print for us, come along to the Kent Event Tech Expo.
Yeah, 26th. We've got some details about it later, so we'll let you know. It's the 26th of September, but do come along. I mean, you were also at the Venues and Events Expo earlier in the year.
Yes, fantastic event.
Yeah, which was great. And you had a lot of eco stuff there as well. Just talk us through some of the eco stuff you're doing.
Yeah, so print, you know, it's got a bit of a fake news going on about it in the past 10 years. You know, it's not environmentally friendly, but we all see now that it is. You know, papers can be recycled. Generally, all the papers that we buy now are FSC, so they're Forest Stewardship Council, which means they're regulated. Trees are replaced as they're used. You know, it's proper modern management of paper. But we're chemical free for our printing, so we've actually got a dry toner for digital printing that you can eat if you want. You wouldn't want to; you'd end up with a blue tongue. But you could eat it. and then you've got our vegetable oil based inks as well. So recyclable paper. It just doesn't make sense what people are saying. Oh, you know, it's print's not there. Even pull up banners, exhibition graphics, you can get PVC free banners. You can,
but you recycle them anyway, do you not?
Yeah. So if people have got existing pull up banners, we've got a customer. They're a well known manufacturer of blue square tablets. Don't know if you know them, Paul, or anything like that. But
No. Never needed them, mate.
No. And but they one of their offices.
Am I missing the point?
Yeah.
Right, okay.
Not if you take one of the little blue squares. Sorry.
But they've got a hell of a lot of pull-up banners.
Thanks, Neil.
And I'm a nurse as well.
She's a nurse as well. You'd think she'd know these things, really, wouldn't you?
Interesting. Yeah. Sorry.
Yeah, so the manufacturer of those, and they've obviously got a lot of different cost centres. And they pulled me into one of their main offices and said, oh, Rich, can you come and have a look? We've got this problem. And I thought, well, this is a bit dodgy. You know, what's this problem?
Can't help you there, mate.
their business centres had probably about 100 or so pull-up banner mechanisms, the metal mechanisms. And they said, they're being used once, we can't use them again. We said, well, look, we're taken. And if you want some more graphics printed, we just replace the graphics, have them back. So you're saving the cost on the mechanism.
What a great idea! I've got about 10.
Seriously.
Yeah, absolutely.
You won't generally hear it from print suppliers.
No,
they want you to buy the mechanism again. So there's a bit more revenue in there.
Yeah,
for us, you know, as long as it's helping. You know, we don't mind working with
right,
people.
That's it. I'm coming to you.
Yeah, you're welcome to, Bird. Yeah. No problem.
Brilliant. I love that idea.
Because it is true. I mean, I've got 5 offices, but my porch at home is literally, and I'm not lying, it's stacked with pull-ups, and they're all in the bags. And a man said to me, are you going to clean? I said, oh, well, I don't even know what they are. Yeah. I can't even remember which companies they are. Well, get them out and pull them up and see if they... And I started opening them. I don't even do that anymore.
Yeah. That's another thing we had to react to, because we heard the same thing all the time. Oh, I've got all these pull-up banners, can't be bothered to go through them all. So whenever we print one now, we print a small version and we stick it on the bag. So if you're in your porch, you can have a look.
That is a great idea.
You know, it's just things like that. If somebody says, we've got this issue, we want to try and solve it for our
customers. It's so true. I have to go through each one.
There's so many solutions. And we've got other people as well now that said, you know, but I still don't want to use the mechanism again, plus the PVC that's in it, which you can get PVC pull-up material now. But we come across what is hexaboard, so we will print paper and mount it onto cardboard hexaboard. So you can go to an exhibition, you can have your stand there, it looks great, you know, gives your business a real look of we're really conscientious about the environment, you know, as everybody should be at the moment. But it's a rigid cardboard box, a rigid cardboard board. So as soon as you finish with it, you can bend it up, you can chuck it in the recycling, job done. So many solutions.
I saw that at the venues and Xbox, and I loved it because it was different for a start. I mean, everybody in the world's got a pull-up. Everybody's got a pull-up. And you're going, oh, boring. It was just different. And it suddenly struck me the different things you could do with a cardboard pull-up, if you see what I mean. You can have it in different shapes and all kinds of things, can't you?
You can have it as signage. You can have it as wayfinders. We did wayfinders for Amanda on the venues and Expo. I mean, you've just got to be creative. And generally, we're dealing with marketing teams of different businesses of Kent and London and well-known names, and they want that little bit different.
And that's the thing, that it's no more expensive than a pull-up, but a pull-up is what it is, isn't it? It's just a thing that goes up in the air or down. It doesn't do anything else. You can either have it up or down, and that's the end. What it is, has got a message on it. The thing I loved about the Hexiboard ones is you could have different shapes, you could do different things with it.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, it's got a lot more scope to it to do interesting stuff.
Yeah, we did some for one of the local universities, and it was exactly that. They've got an eco policy that it must be eco-friendly, and we did a load of them, put them into there, and everybody said, oh, fantastic, brilliant idea. You know, just it just causes conversation. Your recite's topical at the moment, obviously.
Exactly. And like you say, because it's totally cardboard, if you don't want it anymore, just put it in a skip and it's recycled.
Yeah, it's brilliant. Or use it for packing when you're sending something out to, you're selling something on eBay.
Do you know what I like?
I like what you've done, though. You've seen the little challenges, and they're so tiny of... Who cares, really, if you've got to go through? Let's be honest. If you've got to go through and look at it. But it does make a difference, especially when you usually go, oh, my God, I've got to get my banner, and you're going out. So if there's a little sticker on it, for me, that saves me so much time.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's what you've done, given to me there.
Small point for that. But on the other flip side, for some of the marketing teams, they say they've got subsidiary offices. So you've got marketing that's in the main head office, and they've got some satellite offices around. Mm. And they were saying, oh, look, the satellite office is coming to me. I want a leaflet. I've got to stop. I've got to order it. We've got to do this. And then I've got to go back to them. We've got to proof it. So we put together what we call a marketing portal. So it's branded as per the customer, our customer. And then each of the satellite offices can go on and draw down 50 leaflets. They can draw down a pull-up banner. And the person at head office can approve it. So, Bob at Canterbury, I don't want him having all those leaflets. Uncheck that, but you can have the rest of them, and it just saves them time.
Yeah,
and it's a huge thing for us.
That's what people want, is time saving.
And it's thought, it's putting thought into what your customers need.
Very clever.
Yeah, and that's what one of the things that I like about the media is they think about it from a customer's point of view, in terms of what you want, what you need to get through your day in doing stuff like exhibitions or whatever it is you're doing. I want to talk to you now a bit, Richard, about the graphics and the wrapping that you do as well. Because that's kind of it's been around a while, but it's kind of started to take hold now in lots of different ways.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, we're seeing a real upsurge in it. We sort of walked into it because we was doing the wide format, and you could do wall wrap paper. We did our own office, sort of learnt the
So what you got on the walls in your office?
We've got a giant boar, because obviously our logo. But unfortunately, if you sit in and do a Skype meeting or a Teams meeting, the boar's head is right behind me. So I'm having a team, and I've got furry ears on my
it's
head.
Like every photograph in here has got bird photo bombing them.
Yeah. And it's not a great photo, is it? I'm not being awful. They've caught me in this weird, chewing the cud of something, and I chewing the fat with somebody, and I
you're just in something that you don't like.
I know, right? My face says it all.
I think I just said, so bird bonking on a bike, and she's gone, you what?
Stop it. That's what.
Stop it. Give us a little bit of a feel for the kind of jobs that you're doing using these new graphics.
We've got an IT firm currently that we're doing some graphics for at the moment, and we put together the design concepts and showed it to them. They got it ratified by the board, but they've got very corporate branding of logos going down by the front door, a plaque that's on the wall. But then what he's really good about, what we do with the wall wrapping, is they've got a feature wall, and the feature wall has got sort of Pac-Man element to it, so they've got a fun element. And what I'm saying to people is that you've got to have that conversational piece. As soon as they walk into the room, great, you can see the brand, great, you can see the name, but you know where you are. So let's have something that breaks the ice. You can have something to talk about, and it's a bit of fun as well, you know. It's really good. I mean, we've seen an uptake in it, and it's an integral part of our business at the moment.
Okay, and how do you stick it to a wall?
Ah, yeah, yeah. Well, there's lots of, honestly, you wouldn't believe, Paul, the amount of applications that you can have for the wall, because depending on what paint you've got on there, you can have high-tech vinyl, you can have removable high-tech vinyl, you can have wallpaper that's pasted, wallpaper that is laminated and then put on. There's so many.
Nailed.
you can pin it to the wall. Because no wall is ever the same. You've got a brick wall. It's got a gloss. You've got to test it out. So we always go ahead first, measure up everything that we're going to do, flick the paint, do the rams, and we make sure that everything is good to go.
So do you actually install it for people as well?
Yeah. So right from the beginning, so we will do the design. We will put together the concept. We will put together the proofing. So we take them through. It's all a journey. And then we will print it, and then we will also install it as well. And afterwards, we make sure we get social media elements for it as well. So we've done a few time lapses, and if a customer would need us to do that as well, we can do that too.
So, cool.
Yeah.
It's funny. You know, I own Fruitworks in Canterbury. It's a community workspace, and it's a Victorian warehouse. So it's kind of very old, and it's all brick and wood and stuff like that. And somebody I know went, we're opening a workspace. somewhere else, and we've made it look like Fruitworks. They've done that. It's a modern office. And what they've done is they just had brick, they had a vinyl wrap that was just brick on it. Yeah, it looks real.
We've seen it done. Yeah, we've seen it done. And the customer put their logo there, One Savings Bank, and they put the One Savings Bank logo just on a few bricks in here and
there.
Right,
okay.
It was really good. And I mean, their boardroom had a woodland walk in it, and the best one that I've seen that they did it down in one of their offices in Southampton. But they've got a sort of a mezzanine floor, and what they did is had a photo that was from the outside of the building and put it on the wall. So as you were standing in the office, you looked like you were looking directly out onto this lake. So it's a floating floor. It's a fantastic idea.
It is a brilliant thing, isn't it, to be able to do stuff like that, because it radically alters a room as well.
Yeah.
It gives it a completely different feel, and you can make a room feel bigger or smaller depending on how you kind of wrap the room.
Yeah, and the staff appreciate it as well. So your team that's working in that environment, it just makes it a little bit more fun. You know, it's never going to be a Google, but you can just add that little bit of fun to element, get your team on board, get them really working how you need them to work for the team, appreciate what you've done. So, it's good for the customer. It's good for the staff morale. Lots of people are doing it.
Yeah, fantastic.
How long did you say your company's been operating?
Over 100 years, Bird.
What do you think you've been able to do to sustain business?
To sustain business is definitely our customer relationship. So we've got some high-end named customers that we've always worked with. So Great Ormond Street that we do with Royal British Legion.
And they're loyal to you, you think?
Yeah, I'd say so. You're always going to get a few that are quite fickle, and it's price-driven.
I was just going to say, is it price-point-driven, is it?
We've got our percentage of our customers who are very loyal, and they're loyal because of our customer service. We react quickly, we come up with new ideas, and we make sure that they're fully looked after professionally.
Mm.
But again, print, the commodity of printing, the margins are very small now because there's a lot of people online.
Well, I was going to say, it's like business cards, isn't it?
Yeah.
People, you go on business cards, you go on Vista or something like that, and they'll send you 500 business cards for £5 or something.
If you're still getting business cards.
Exactly,
I was only talking to Lisa Settle about this. I haven't had a business card done for 2 years.
Yeah.
I mean,
it's really interesting.
There's lots of different things that you can do, and one of the things that we're going to do with a business card is you'll be able to see it at the Event Tech Expo. So, again, that's going to have something a little different on it.
You've been innovating again, haven't you?
Have you seen, and it's the greatest advert out at the minute, and this is where I can see it, you're coming. Have you seen that advert, and I can't remember who it's from, where they've got little steam engine things for each new thing? You've got to see this ad. I'll have to think who's doing it. And, Stephen, tell me what who's doing this advert. And they've got little engines going for the credit card machine, and they've got the engines coming out of the bag. And that's what you can imagine, though. They've got these little engines for your little business card.
Right, okay.
Yeah,
or is it going to be a virtual one?
You'll have to come and see.
Is it the Matrix or something?
Yeah.
You're going to have to come and see. But, it's the printing nowadays, people, you'll find people say, oh, yeah, we're going to do the printing for you. But 9 times out of 10, it's being done by a third party, whereas we've still got the LIFO press, the digital press, the wide format press, so we can manage your colours and your brand and make sure your brand's protected very well.
So interesting.
But you're innovating as well, and that's the key thing, isn't it? Yeah. It is, as you say, there are commodity-based printing things that are just price dependent, you know, you just knock them out. Mm. And trying to compete on that basis is forlorn because it's just a downward spiral.
Yeah, yeah.
But what you're doing is producing quality stuff for people, innovative stuff, inventing stuff for people as well.
Yeah, it's got to be high end because the brand that you're pushing forward in your marketing, if it's not very good, you know, that's your impression of your business. You've got to have a very good-looking piece of market. If you're going to do it well. You
absolutely.
Know, make sure it's a good-looking watch. You know.
It's now more than ever, that image of your business is more important now than it's ever been.
Yeah.
Because you have to stand out in a crowded market. You have to stand out in so many ways as well. It's not just in print media. You have to stand out online. You have to stand out on social media. It all has to fit and work together. And you see so many bad logos. I find it with this show, as you've probably seen, what I do is I copy your logo and I put it into a Canva banner that I put on Twitter and LinkedIn and Facebook to promote the show. So many people's logos don't work. When you copy them and try to put them somewhere else, they just don't work. You know, they got the wrong background or, you know, so many people have got white backgrounds that don't show up when you put them on something else.
Yeah.
And they quite clearly haven't looked to see whether it works everywhere.
We find that if we're doing a brand, we will look at and we put together the drawing. So we look at it. You can use your logo in this way, but not in this way. And we've helped a lot of customers with that as well.
Yeah.
So, it's very important. Logo is very important.
Yeah. Cool. Look, Richard, we could talk about this forever. Sadly, we run out of time. Richard, if people want to find out more about Buckland Media, how can they do that?
But you can go to our website, it's bucklandmedia.com. And it's you can send me a LinkedIn or just give me an email. It's richard@buckland.co.uk.
Fantastic. Richard, thank you so much for that. Pleasure to see you again.
Thank
you, stay with us for the rest of the show. But for the moment, Richard Archer of Buckland Media, thank you so much.
Thank you.
I've got an email here from a chap I met recently, and this is interesting, so I'm going to read it to you. It's from Chris Wright, and Chris has just launched a new company to show businesses the benefits of diversity and inclusion. Talman HR, that's T-A-L-M-A-N. Talman HR is different in many ways. Our director, Chris Wright, has cerebral palsy. Having started in a special school, he now holds a master's degree in human resource management. He has overcome many significant hurdles while in pursuit of each of his goals to date, and Chris is proof that disability is no barrier to becoming a valuable member of the business community. We believe that our new flexible approach called the Labyrinth shows once and for all that diversity and inclusion does not have to fit into a box. There's no box ticking. It can be a strategic approach valuing all talent across an organisation. It improves the bottom line, innovation and creativity, and there's a clear business case. There are clear benefits for engagement and work-life balance. A happier workforce is more productive. There is a need to achieve full inclusion, which does not mean treating people differently unnecessarily. Being able to navigate the maze effectively is critical to success. We've developed a diversity and inclusion labyrinth, which focuses on raising awareness of diversity and inclusion and building its business case as a means of enhancing competitive advantage for innovation and creativity. Our diversity and inclusion labyrinth is both business and outcomes focused. This flexible, development-based solution can be tailored to your needs or specific circumstances. It can break down complex information and ideas into the following areas: the practical context or the reality, the business case, why does the labyrinth exist, the management and leadership development, career advancement, navigating the labyrinth successfully, organisational psychology, employer-specific considerations. If you want to find out more about Chris and his team at Talman HR, then their website is talmanhr.com, or you can email chris.wright, that's W-R-I-G-H-T, at talmanhr.com. Do give them a check out. They're doing some really important work, and they've got some really interesting reports and blogs on inclusivity of people with support needs into the workforce. Good stuff. Thank you, Chris.
Yeah.
You can do one tweet.
Well, unfortunately, this is really an insult to Richard from Buckland Media.
Right, go on.
So all I can do is apologise. This is from Avexio Limited. Yeah, and she's put, is looking good for over 100. And this gif is brilliant. So it's the two old men from the Muppet Show. Do you remember?
Stadler and Waldorf.
Yeah, you've
yeah,
got
yeah,
it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So there you go.
Yeah,
is she being rude to you, Richard?
I wouldn't
put up with that. I wouldn't.
Connotations of a Muppet in there, isn't
yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah.
I don't think she went that far. I think that's really quite funny, though. That's very funny.
Right, what else you got?
Oh, are you working in the creative field or the creative industry? This informal meetup is a must for you. Pop in and meet like-minded people who share knowledge and experience of how they can learn and get more from your creativity and what help is available to you. So this is August the 1st, and this is at Stag Coffee in Ashford. And this is from Doug Harmon. Now, you can go and get a ticket for this. It's on the Eventbrite website, and just put in there. So this would be under, oh, I'm just trying to, because it's such a long, long tag. You need to go and just put in August the 1st, Ashford, and it'll come up with their venue, because else there's no way I can read that out.
Cool.
It's crazy. Have you seen it? It's so long, the tag. You just can't even. It'll be on our website, though, won't it?
It's on website, Biz
Radio.
Yeah.
Go and check it out.
I had a tweet from Juliet Shand. She says, hi, Vanilla Web. Do you have aircon in Fruitworks? I'm really not feeling the whole working from home thing at the moment. Well, the thing is, Juliet, as it's a Victorian building, we don't have aircon because there's gaps between the windows.
But don't worry, they have beer.
Yeah, we have beer running down the walls, and we have a breeze blowing through the gaps between the window frame and the wall. So, yeah.
You're selling it.
Yeah, you're
killing it.
Yeah, yeah.
You're loving it.
And also, our central heating never works in the winter, ever. The boiler breaks down.
Don't say that.
It breaks down in...
Fruit bowl will be going mad.
It breaks down in September, and they don't get it working again until April. Anyway, do you know what? Time for us to join the newsroom.
It's going to pull you away.
Huh?
It's going to save you.
You reckon?
Yeah.
Here we go.
On the Hour, Channel Radio News Update.
The Conservative Party has a new leader and the country a new Prime Minister.